AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says Russia and Vladimir Putin are not being upfront about their intentions in Ukraine.
There is no clear evidence that he's pulling all of his forces out of Kyiv. There is also evidence that he is beefing up his troops down in the Donbas area. Depending on your view of Putin, I'm a little skeptical.
Fighting continues near Kyiv and other zones. There are indications the Kremlin is using talk of de-escalation as cover while regrouping and resupplying its forces. Sources have said Vladimir Putin is being misled by advisors.
That's an open question. There's a lot of speculation. He seems to be, I'm not saying this with a certainty, he seems to be self-isolating.
Ukraine's state-owned nuclear power company says Russian forces have begun leaving the damaged Chernobyl nuclear plant after soldiers got significant doses of radiation from digging trenches at the highly contaminated site. President Biden announced the release of 1 million barrels of oil per day from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve for 6 months. A student was shot at a Greenville, South Carolina middle school and was taken to a hospital. Sheriff Hobart Lewis says an arrest was made. It was another student.
He was hiding. Again, he's a young man. Probably didn't understand the consequences of what had just occurred and the severity of it.
Deputies in South Carolina are still investigating the shooting and don't know why it happened. A federal judge struck down portions of a Florida election law passed last year, citing what he said were subtle tactics by the Republican-led government to suppress black voters. The law tightened rules on mailed ballots, drop boxes, and other popular election methods. Early results show Amazon workers in Alabama rejected a union bid for a second time. The market closed out its worst quarter since the pandemic broke out. The Dow finished down 550 points. This is AP News. Severe storms in the south have killed at least two people.
The fierce line of storms ripped across the south, damaging or destroying homes, knocking over trees, and snapping off power. Two people were killed and two injured when a tornado touched down in the western Florida panhandle. Damage was widespread in Jackson, Tennessee. A nursing home in the area and even the sheriff's office got damaged. Daylight showed damage across Alabama. Semis flipped over in Louisiana. A warehouse roof collapsed in South Haven, Mississippi, near Memphis. Fortunately, everybody'd gotten out and no one was hurt. I'm Rita Foley.
Gay rights advocates are suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to block a new law that forbids classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade. Critics call it the Don't Say Gay law and argue that its true intent is to marginalize LGBTQ people and their families. Ed Donahue, AP News.